Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. We check in with Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. He joins us on the telephone this afternoon. Hello there. Happy Mardi Gras, Mr. Meehan.
Thank you. And thank you for playing my absolute favorite Mardi Gras tune, Hey Man, Nice Shot. I got to admit, when I requested that this morning, I really totally forgot what our resident Cajun would be playing all appropriate music except for the one that I picked. Like, cool, Eric, you're that guy. Anyway,
it just shows you how much we defer to you in all matters.
I do appreciate that. That's not always a good idea. in fact, I'm going to go like 86% of the time. Oof. It's a bad idea.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll change it up.
Like that. It's like the Seinfeld one with Costanza. You know, I really, one of these days, I am going to absolutely try to do the opposite of everything. Instinctually, I'm going to do. And just see how the heck it works.
Sure.
I the problem is, and appropriately enough, with what we're talking about today, the name of the band that was just playing, and ironically, a topic that I'm trying to bring up with my son now, which is filtering. I lack a filter, as does my son and other people in my world, and I don't think I could actually pull that off. The stuff just comes too fast. I don't have time to say, like, whoa. Yeah, so I hope everybody out there as well. I hope any baseball fans are not too disappointed. I'm disappointed. I'm trying to like explain to my son, like back in the day, you know, he's starting to ask, like, he loves sports, and he's like, you know, someday can we go to some of these things? I'm like, I can't justify. I'll go to football. I can't go to baseball. I can't do it anymore. Which sucks. My dad brought me to Veterans Stadium all the time, but like, it didn't cost $800 for two of us to go to Veterans Stadium. You know, and they had a jail. Let's be honest. I think that my dad was actually hoping that one day he could just leave me there. Didn't happen. So yeah, like I said, we're talking about filtering. So the topic of the title of this topic every year is sulfites, fining and filtering and other stuff people worry about. You know, we're starting to get into the ins and outs of not only how they make wine, but why they do what they do and the end results of it. And I started to talk about, and at this time last year, I was also talking about this sort of new health craze, which is low-calorie wine and wines that are good for you as opposed to bad for you, etc., which I just think is kind of ludicrous, because there's a lot of reasons why wine has always been good for you, and it's never really been considered anything near on the, you know, on the line of beer, which is much higher in calories, sugar, sugary soda drinks and stuff like that. I've never viewed wine as one of those, like, oh yeah, that'll really help you pack on the pounds, but apparently it's a thing. So I'd like to talk about, again, some of the things that people are worried about right now. And of course, we've been talking about natural wines, right? Natural is another one of these buzzwords, and sulfites and all these things. So I just really quick wanted, this is from the U.S. TTBA, right? Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. This is their rule that says that on the back of a label you have to say, you know, contain sulfites. But I just want you all to know what it actually is. The statement is required where sulfur dioxide or a sulfiting agent is detected at a level of 10 or more parts per million, measured as total sulfur dioxide. That's important. Why is that important? Because it means that people can still put in sulfur dioxide and not necessarily put that. But everybody kind of does anyway, except people now that are trying to take your money. What do I mean? Well, a lot of people that I've worked with for years, who just, you know, ship with normal importers, I mean, good importers, you know, the sort of importers that I like to work with, who ship in temperature controlled containers, which is important when you're dealing with sulfur dioxide. And just as a reminder, what is, why are you adding sulfites, right? Why is that a, what's the point anyway? Well, first of all, sulfur dioxide is a natural byproduct of fermentation. And so you're always going to have trace amounts of it in your wine unless you chemically strip it out. And you can, but of course, as I've mentioned over and over, once you start doing things to your wine, you're doing things to your wine, and there's no way that you're not affecting the overall product. It's just not possible. But they help preserve the wine, right? Wine is volatile, and sulfites help it remain good after time in the bottle. Sulfites is an inclusive term for sulfur dioxide, SO2, and that is something that is used not just in wine, but widely in the food industry. Okay, so even if you're conscious of it in wine, you're having it in other things, just like you're having a lot of other preservatives and other things. But it's an antioxidant and it's antibacterial. So it prevents oxidization, it prevents re-fermentation, which can happen especially if you have like a sweeter wine, because of course, sometimes, again, depending on the next thing we're going to talk about, which is filtering and fining, you might still have yeast in that wine if you haven't filtered it and fined it properly, or at all, because on purpose, because you're a natural wine person or whatever. If you have some sugar and some yeast, guess what can happen? Boom! Or on a lesser degree, it'll push the cork out significantly. And when you drink that wine, you will taste a slight bubble, a slight effervescence, just like the hip new trend, which is very old school, of pétillant naturel, which is where they're bottling things that have not finished fermenting. Well, in this case, if it's talking about re-fermentation, that's not on purpose. That's a oops. And so that's why, as we move on to, you're doing fining and filtering. So fining is clarification. It's removing insoluble matter before the bottling. So it could include dead yeast cells, which are a sexier term for dead yeast cells is lees, L-E-E-S. So if you ever see sur lees, means it's aged on the lees, which means on the dead yeast cells. But that's actually very nice. It adds a sort of a voluptuous richness to a lot of wine. So that's a desirable thing, but you want to get it out there before you bottle. Bacteria, tartrates, which are those little things that crystallize on the, everybody pulls out the cork and they're like, oh my God, what's this nasty crystallized stuff? They're called tartrates, and they're perfectly safe. Other proteins, pectins, grape skin, pulp, etc. That's what you're doing. You're trying to clear it up and make it look pretty. You can do that by using things like clay particles. Egg whites are used in this, vegetarian-friendly things, depending on what winemaker is doing it. And then you can filter it if you want, and it can take forms from very rough to very gentle. And again, like I was saying before, like whatever you do to this liquid, you're doing to this liquid, like you are manipulating it. If you're clearing it up, if you're filtering it, if you're sending it through, if you're like literally forcing it, mechanically through a filter, like you're roughing it up, you're probably getting it bubbly with some oxygen, which is not necessarily the worst thing in the world, but you're manipulating the base liquid, which has, aging potential, flavor potential, etc., and you're changing it. Am I basically out of time? Just want to check.
I have about a minute and a half left.
Cool. So here's my statement on this, and bear with me. I tell this story a lot, but I was in Saint-Joseph, which is in the northern part of the Rhone, and we were visiting. You want to talk about again this argument of natural winemakers? I was visiting a small farm. The dude was wearing like homespun sweater, smoking a combination of probably homegrown tobacco and other stuff. They had the wild pig that they were going to butcher for the next meal. But they were also very, very cool. The young girl was going off to riding lessons. I mean, they're very, very cool people. They did their own charcuterie. And they make some wines in amphora because he trained in the state of Georgia, where that tradition began. And they did a version of their San Joseph, which is 100% Syrah. And one of them they did filtered, and one of them they did completely unfined and unfiltered. I got to go sit in their cave and try them both. And the difference is remarkable. And their fining and filtering was very gentle, but it's still, once you start to remove stuff from that liquid, it changes it. It really does change it. So it's just kind of, you know, something to think about as you're buying your wines and thinking about the natural wine craze. Fitvine, all these other wines that are like really low calorie or this or that, look into how they're made low calorie. Maybe they're made low calorie because they pick the grapes really early when they don't have that much sugar to begin with, in which case it probably tastes terrible. So anyway, something to keep up. Anyway, happy Fat Tuesday, everybody. Behave. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Eric. We'll see you Tuesday. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle.